Pinna.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
This is the totally unauthorized Minecraft fan show, where we learn about Minecraft from Minecraft fans like you. Let's meet today's Minecrafters.
Hi, my name is Desmond.
Charlotte.
Xavier.
Abigail.
Theo.
Carson.
Danielle.
Tessa.
Hi, my name is Jackson.
Today, we're going on a mining mission. Mining is a big part of playing in survival mode. Deep underground, you can find different types of ore.
There are coal, iron, diamond, gold, lapis, redstone, and emerald.
You mine the ore to get the materials you need. Some ores need to be smelted in a furnace, and every ore has an important purpose. What do you look for when you're mining?
Coal. Because with coal, you can make torches.
If you're a beginner, you want to look for coal and iron, but if you've been in your Minecraft world for a while and you want to do some interesting stuff, you might want to look for gold.
I would look forward to getting emeralds to trade with villagers and lapis, obviously.
And I would also look forward to getting lapis, as Jackson said, to enchant.
If you go ahead and get lapis before you make all sorts of armor and weapons, you can make them overpowered.
I would look for gold and iron and maybe even diamond.
We have a lot to find, so let's get mining. First, though, let's get prepared. What do you want in your inventory before you go on a mining mission?
Obviously, we would need a
pickaxe?
Pickaxe.
You need the right pickaxe for the job. Early in the game, a stone pickaxe is okay.
It's good for getting iron and coal.
But to mine the more valuable ores, you'll need a better pickaxe.
Iron, because iron helps you get most of the essentials. If you try to mine diamonds with the stone pickaxe, it won't work. It won't work for gold. With iron, you can get gold, redstone, and diamonds. You can't get that with any other pickaxe that's below iron.
A better pickaxe can also save time.
So we learned that an iron and a diamond pickaxe can mine through ores really quickly.
It takes more than a second to break a stone block with a wooden pickaxe. A diamond pickaxe does the job almost 4 times faster.
And even with a diamond pickaxe, it still takes super long to mine obsidian. So if you do have a diamond pickaxe, just get 4 pieces of obsidian as fast as you can, make an enchantment table, and with that same diamond pickaxe, enchant it to have some sort of efficiency for when you need obsidian.
Other than pickaxes, what do we need for our mining mission?
You need a lot of food because if you're planning to go on like a really long mining expedition, you need a lot of food, and you also need torches.
With torches, you can like light up rooms and caves, and when there's no light, mobs can spawn.
I usually like to keep a little trail of torches so I remember where I went.
Different tools like a sword, even if it's a wooden sword, you just need something to defend yourself. The same thing with armor, even if it's just like regular leather armor, even though it's not even that strong, you still need something to protect yourself so you won't die as quickly.
You want to take wood and probably a spare crafting table. Wood, so if your pickaxe breaks, you can make a new one with the crafting table.
Also, I like to make little checkpoints. So I would carry like a bunch of signs with me and be like, okay, this way to the exit, because I get lost very easily.
Always carry a water bucket when you're mining.
Water buckets have multiple uses. Like, let's say you're on top of a roof and you want to jump down without taking fall damage or dying. If you just place the water down, land in it, then you don't take fall damage and then you could just collect the water afterwards.
If you're a beginner and you start mining and you realize you didn't bring something with you, don't go on. You should probably go back and get it first.
Okay, we've got everything we need for our mining mission. But before we head underground, let's take a quiz break. This is your turn to show your Minecraft mastery. I'll give you a clue, and then you say the answer. Ready? Here we go. You need this many iron ingots to craft an iron block.
9.
Plant one of these to grow a tree.
Sapling.
When this mob dies, it spawns smaller versions of itself.
Slime.
This color dye is crafted from ink sacs.
Black.
If you break a snow block, you get some of these.
Snowballs.
The Ender Dragon has this much health.
200.
Now it's time to go mining. Where should we start? One strategy is to dig deep into the ground and then make tunnels in a branching pattern.
You build a tunnel just so you can fit, and every two blocks you build a little tunnel that you can't fit in, but you can see lots of ores on the sides, so you can see if there's ores around you or not.
Sometimes there are like caves that spawn like in mountains, and sometimes if you're just mining, you might mine into a cave.
I like to do strip mining, and I also like to find caves. Once I go into like a really good deep cave, I would look for certain openings. Like I was actually doing some mining the other day, and I found like a one block opening, and I mined there, and then I found another cave, and then I found a ravine.
Caves and ravines are natural underground spaces where you can often spot valuable ores in the walls.
So I will try looking for a really good cave or a ravine.
If you're lucky, you might find an abandoned mineshaft.
When Jackson was digging, he was like, oh my god, I just found an abandoned mineshaft. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, come look. And so I went down there. There was a trapdoor, so we went there. And Jackson found this minecart with a bunch of loot in a chest, and he got it.
So there are a lot of different mining strategies. Whichever one you choose, how far down do you need to go?
You would have to go, like, lower down to around level 11.
Level 11. That's our pro tip of the day. Level 11 means 11 layers above the very bottom of the Minecraft world. Do you know what material you find at the bottom of the Minecraft world? At the bottom of the Minecraft world are layers of bedrock, which is completely unbreakable in survival mode. If you mine down far enough, you always hit bedrock. Diamond and redstone are common on layer 12 and below. Gold and emerald are common on layer 29 and below. So, if you want to find these valuable ores, your best strategy is to mine all the way down to bedrock, and then climb back up a few layers. Around layer 11, you can find the best ores in the game. Of course, if you're mining that far down, there's one thing you should always remember.
Never dig straight down.
if you're mining straight down, then you could mine into lava.
Oh my god. So I was mining straight down. I got a bunch of cobblestone, a bunch of dirt. And then I immediately fell.
She fell into a cave with a lava pool at the bottom.
And I'm like, Jackson, you better come help me right now. I shouted across my room, and he heard me from the living room. He was like, oh my god, I'm coming. Eventually, I burned to death. I respawned in the same exact place and died again.
Yeah, adding on to that, I have also learned not to dig straight up because lava could fall on you in the opposite way.
When you're deep mining, lava is a constant threat. How can you keep from burning up?
I usually like to carry a bucket of water on me, so I'd put it down, and then the lava would cool down into obsidian, which makes me a pathway that I can walk on, so there's no more lava that's dangerous.
Well, if you have your sounds on, you could listen for the lava churning.
Listening is important when you're mining. Sounds can give you clues to what's behind the next wall.
I listen for creepers sizzling, lava churning, water running, because that means there's a cave nearby. I listen for zombies going like, and the spiders going like, and I hate it. It's so creepy.
There's this disgusting gurgling noise coming from the other side of the wall, and I was just about to mine there, and then I just hear the sound of bones coming towards me, and I'm like, where do I go?
The noises. I don't like hearing the noises because that means that there are creatures around, and I don't like them. They're just weird.
You do need to watch out for hostile mobs when you're mining. Remember, lots of mobs spawn in the dark, and it's always dark underground.
There's mobs randomly up there.
They kill you unless you're uncreative.
Skeletons knocking you into the lava.
Zombies all over the place.
And they're creepers.
Like, yeah, and creepers, they're just like, sneak up behind you, and then you hear the sizzling, and you turn around, and they're like, bye. And they explode your face.
It's true. Mining can be scary. But it's also totally worth it. Once you learn the tricks, you'll bring all sorts of valuable materials back to the surface.
I mean, there's a first time for everything, so it probably wouldn't go that well because I've never done it before. But, yeah, I think if I did it more, it would be easier for me to get better at it.
If you don't go mining, it wouldn't be Minecraft, it would just be craft.
How about you? Have you ever been mining in survival mode? What strategy did you use? What did you bring back? Now, here's a story from Sophia.
This is a story about when I built one of my houses with one of my friends. So we were building a house made out of bricks, and I was building the roof. But then I heard a bunch of meowing from outside of the house. And I asked my friend, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I'm making cat families." And I just said, "Yeah, right, cat families." And then she was like, "But I'm making families. It makes sense." But then I was like, "But are you going to have all of those cats in the house?" And she said, "Yeah." And I was like, "But how are we going to be able to fall asleep?" And she was like, "Oh." The end.
On the next show, we'll go all the way to the end. Until then, here's a challenge for you. In survival mode, dig down close to bedrock and then dig sideways tunnels to search for diamonds. How many diamonds can you find on one mining mission? Happy crafting!
Hi, parents. We are so grateful that our show is one of your family's picks for entertainment and education. So we can continue to make the kind of shows you like to listen to, we've created a short survey and we'd love it if you could take a minute to answer a few questions. To take the survey, just go to realm.fm/kids. And as a thank you, you'll be entered to win a prize pack from one of our shows. Thanks, and happy listening.